Welcome to today's podcast session. So we're going to cover on one of the major topics, like what is meant by IoT and what is meant by your data engineering, or what is meant by this particular AI. How these three things are interlinked. What exactly meant by IoT, Internet of Things? So what exactly meant by data engineering or AI? So if you observe a human, I think all the three technologies which is booming the market, they are purely came from the concept of a human being. So a human contains the sensors, which are nothing but your eyes, your particular hands, where you can touch and you can collect the data. Your eyes can see and collect the data, and your ears can listen and collect the data. Your nose can smell and collect the data. So all your particular stuff with your hands, legs, eyes, nose, and everything, what you are doing is you are trying to do data collection, right? So how can you do data collection? You want to sense them, so you want a sensor, which are nothing but your eyes, nose, and all those things. So now, in order to make a wall as a sensor, so I want a IoT, Internet of Things. So by using Internet of Things, I can make my entire wall as a connected device. I can make my body as a connected device, where I can wear a smartwatch which can collect the complete data from my body and it can store somewhere. Right? So in similar lines, I want to know at what point or within how many days the air in a particular car going to reduce. So for that, I want to fit a sensor. Right, so I want to fit a sensor to my car in order to understand the pressure and to release the airbags. I want a sensor to be fitted. So I call this stuff as a IoT, Internet of Things. So making everything connected, we call it as IoT, Internet of Things. So now a human brain collects the data with the sensor. So I don't have these things in the real-time environment to all the non-living things. So I want to go with creating the sensors. So after that, a human stores the entire information into his brain. So there is a long, huge amount of memory, and there is a big database in a human brain. Now, in order to deal with, in order to store the information, you want a database. But when you're going with the sensors, like Facebook, you have the sensors. When you're going with your smartwatches, there are sensors. To store all this huge bulk of information, we want a huge database, which is nothing but big data. So what exactly meant by big data is by making everything connected, by making every person connected, like B2B, B2C. So what is happening is we are generating a huge amount of data generation. So to store all this huge data generation, we can't use our traditional databases. So we are going with big data. And we are storing the data in Hadoop, Hive, HBase, all this kind of environments, right? So now, we got IoT to collect the data, and we got the big data. So whatever the data we are generating from IoT is a big data. And to store them, we are using the big data storage devices, right? Like Hadoop, Hive, HBase, and all these kind of environments. Now, a human can't understand such a huge amount of data. For example, you are wearing a smartwatch, right? So the smartwatch purpose is just the data collection. Right, you can't see your data every day, every second, every minute. It's difficult. So you want an intelligence in your smartwatch based on the tweak in your heart rating. It need to say you're gonna get a heart disease or not. That's what I want. Right? So when we are going with intelligence, so when you are getting a bulk of information, when you are storing the bulk of information, you can't go for a human to understand the bulk of information. So we want to knock the door off machine learning. So what exactly machine learning gonna do is it gonna make the decisions on a huge bulk amount of data. So it gonna make the decisions on the fat amount of data. It's gonna make the decisions on the fat servers, right? It's gonna make the decisions on the bulk amount of information. For that, you want machine learning, you want deep learning, right? So major reason why you are going with machine learning or deep learning is to understand the patterns out of the data. You want machine learning and deep learning. So a human is made up of the three ingredients. He can collect the data, he can store the data, and he can make the decisions on the data, what we have in our brain. We can see the object, we can store the object and we can make a decision on the particular object. I can see a bottle, I can understand that, I can store the image of my bottle and I can make it, it is my bottle. There is an intelligence. There are three stages in a human brain. The three stages now booming in every IT industry. People are collecting the data with IoT. They are storing it in big data servers and they are analyzing it. They are making the decisions on the big data through machine learning. Right? So if you are planning for a long run career, right, in IT industry or in any of the industry, and if you are planning for a better career, so only one way we have is invest your skill and time in IoT, big data, and in intelligence like machine learning, deep learning, and AI. So it's going to be amazing, right? So why, in the sense, people are moving out of iterative task and they are investing time on decision making. They are investing time on something productive. They are investing something more on making the things simplified within a short span of time. So invest on these areas and try to gain your skills more on these three areas if you are planning a great career in any of the three zones. Thank you.